Rolling Stone magazine ripped over anti-Trump propaganda, woke disaster. By Joshua Klein on August 27, 2023. The current state of journalism is being bemoaned as the woke far-left Rolling Stone is facing accusations of publishing anti-Trump propaganda. The iconic monthly music magazine, famous for its coverage of music and pop culture, is under fire after posting its recent tweet, caption "Fuck around. Find out," along with images of former President Donald Trump on January 6 beside his recent mugshot on Thursday. In response, many took to social media to highlight the publication's journalistic decline. "Delete your account," wrote ultra-right beer founder Seth Weathers. Rolling Stone was once the voice of counterculture. Now it's a government newsletter, wrote hashtag walkaway founder Brandon Straka. "The absolute state of modern journalism," summed up in one tweet, wrote journalist Brad Palumbo. The same propaganda magazine that put the Boston Marathon bomber on their cover, and called him a popular and promising student, is now attacking Trump after he was arrested by Fulton County thugs in a politically motivated attack, wrote investigative reporter Heather Mullins. "At Rolling Stone is in bed with the criminals," she added. "Rolling Stone has fallen so far. What a sad demise of a once great magazine," wrote Timcast news editor-in-chief Cassandra McDonald. "The left is just about to fuck around and find out," wrote Mike Engelman. "Ha ha, oh man, this gonna be funny later," wrote author James Lindsay. "I am once again reminding you that we are sending regime propagandists, journalists, to camps in northern Alaska when we win," wrote Dan Lyman. "Worthless digital rag couldn't even space the words out properly. Also, I'll be sure to retweet this when you go out of business," wrote attorney David Freiheit, also known as Viva Fry. "Trump is truly a media master. Mugshot so good it ruins all their memes," wrote Inez Stepman, senior policy analyst for the Independent Women's Forum. Rolling Stone has 6 million dead or bot followers. At Elon Musk, they rarely get more than 30 likes on a post. "This post is their most popular in years and it's about Donald Trump," wrote the Quartering Commentary Channel Twitter account. "I don't think they realize what a hilarious cell phone this is. The at Rolling Stone should be renamed as Kissing Drone. What little government bitches you slaves are," wrote actor Nick Searcy. "This tells you all you need to know about the current state of journalism," wrote the leftism forward Twitter account. "Remember when Rolling Stone magazine used to be cool? What a woke disaster it has become," wrote digital strategist Eric Spracklin. Rolling Stone celebrates a political opponent being arrested. "This is what Rolling Stone calls journalism," wrote user Ultramge Truth. "Old enough to remember when at Rolling Stone glorified a terrorist who murdered innocent Americans," wrote another. The matter comes after the publication of Trump's instantly iconic mugshot, which dominated the front page of major newspapers throughout the nation on Friday morning. Trump compounded the circulation by posting the image on Twitter in his first tweet since 2021. The mugshot took place at the Fulton County Sheriff's Office on charges stemming from District Attorney Fannie Willis's indictment, Trump's fourth indictment in the matter of months. This time, the charges are related to questioning the results of the 2020 election. He and 18 other co-defendants are involved in this case. This is not the first time Rolling Stone has stirred controversy. The magazine faced criticism after placing Boston bombing suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev on its cover, a move seen as portraying him like a pop celebrity. Previously, Rolling Stone also reached a settlement with a former associate dean at the University of Virginia who charged the periodical with defamation over claims made in a disastrous, false college rape story. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.